T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I mean, it's just been really up and down, you know what I mean? Like I keep explaining, it's been just like day by day, really, you know what I mean? Ever since I got hurt, it's really been like day by day, the feeling, how I'm feeling, everything checked out structural, so just maintaining, just trying to get back to healthy.
It's Dane Jackson. Incredible, he's back in practice. Was limited yesterday after, what, it's been 10 days since he was ambulanced off the field. Yeah. For the Bills with a neck injury, and he's back practicing, so keep track on his status. Get to some Bengals-Dolphins stuff in a second here. So, how much Hurricane coverage would you have watched yesterday?
I kind of had it on in the background. I wonder about that stuff. I was trying to think of the sports equivalent of the reporter who's standing in the middle of a hurricane.
I love the report. Nothing more do I love than when the reporter that's standing in the middle of a hurricane is like, he's wearing the baseball helmet and he's like screaming into the mic, and then there's just a dude walking past him behind him with a selfie stick.
Yeah.
Because that happened yesterday.
I saw a video of the people going into the ocean. Perhaps the craziest thing I've seen, and you know, people that might have lived through these, I heard Sal talking about it with you on the Extra Point show about, you know, never wanting to go through that. There was a shot they had of a harbor with boats all in their slips, and the harbor had emptied out because the water had been pushed all the way to the other side, the storm surge.
Yeah.
Think of the other side of a storm surge, like where the water comes from. This harbor was empty, and the boats were sitting in mud. And they said, basically, in a couple hours, this will fill back up, and then overfill as, you know, things kind of go back and forth like a bathtub. It's weird because watching Weather Channel coverage, it's the Weather Channel's Super Bowl when something like this happens.
1,000%. Jim Cantore lives for this week.
Yeah, I mean, they know that. They, of course, want people to be safe, but they want to keep everybody informed. And I did find myself wondering, like, what do I need this information for? I know people do. Why am I watching it? You know, does it make me the person that slows down on the road when there's an accident?
Uh-huh.
To actively put on the Weather Channel to watch it. You know, you're concerned for people and their safety, and they're like, check out these new images, and here's a street shark. I'm like, whoa, all right, there's sharks swimming
that, by
down
the way,
the road.
That, by the way, so do you know the meme picture of, like, a shark swimming up the street that is not, it's not real?
It's always fake.
It's always fake. I was driving back from the vet yesterday, and I'm listening to Shope and Bulldog, and I hear Mike go, I just saw a picture of, like, they're talking about the hurricanes. Like, I just saw a picture of, or video or whatever, of a shark swimming through the street. My immediate reaction was, oh no, Mike, you just got got. You just got got.
Yeah, it's fake.
Because that gets passed around every single time there's a storm. But this time it was real.
Yeah, this time it's actually swimming.
Yeah.
Video instead of just a photoshopped blurry shark in, you know, a New Jersey turnpike.
Right, it's New Jersey turnpike. There was, I can't decide what's real, though. Sometimes there was not a manatee, something like that. Seal of some sort that was, like, going through the street. That probably was not real. I'm not sure there's seals in Florida. But the videos, I guess I watch all of this because I feel like I am watching history.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday I've got it on in the background. I'm like, I'm just looking up Hurricane Katrina on Wikipedia. Just, like, reading the details of it, like, it feels like it's historical. The other thing about the hurricane that, like, it almost hit Tampa Bay and didn't, The thing I was reading about Tampa and hearing about Tampa was they have so many old buildings, and they are like built along the water, not really built to withstand hurricanes, because I didn't really know this. That side of Florida almost never gets direct hits by hurricanes. It's typically
Miami.
It's Miami, right? Like, yeah, they get the remnants of it. And Fort Myers obviously got hit super hard, but yeah, a lot of that was being passed around social media yesterday. How about tonight's game? The Bengals and the Dolphins. The thing I'm thinking most about that game is the spread. Isn't it a little weird that the Bengals are favored by as much as they are?
I don't know. I don't know.
It almost screams to me, like, what do they want? Don't they want you to hammer the Dolphins? Because line really doesn't make sense.
The last time you felt this way, it was Colts-Chiefs, which was Sunday.
And that happened.
And it happened. The Colts won outright. The spread was 5, and it felt weird that why wouldn't the Chiefs be favored by more, and the Colts won? So you feel like, what do you think the spread should be? The Dolphins should be closer?
Almost a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Like, because to me, we heard from Joe Ostrowski on the station a couple weeks ago. I think we had someone on, too, that said that it's not really 3 anymore. That home field advantage is really more like a point and a half. So if I'm using that as a baseline, then if I'm giving Cincy a point and a half because they're the home team, that still says the books think Cincy's 2.5 points better than Miami.
Yeah.
And I'm a doubter on Miami. And even, but the Bengals have just, it's more in the Bengals for me, I guess, than it even is the Dolphins. That, well, I don't know they deserve to be favored by that against anybody that's not like just one of the worst teams in the league.
It's obviously, you know, we know this, it's a matchup league. If I look at what Cincinnati has done so far, let's go through their schedule. Week 1, they should have won. They lose because they turned the ball over 5 times and had a touchdown that they didn't challenge themselves.
Yes.
And they had an extra point blocked, or a field goal blocked, and lost their long snapper, and T. Higgins left with a concussion. This perfect storm for them to lose to the Steelers. They probably should be, at worst, 3-1. Okay, what's their other loss? It's Dallas.
2-1.
Right, sure, sorry. They're 1-2. They should be 2-1. Their other loss is Dallas. Dallas does one thing unbelievably well. What is it?
They rush the passer.
And Joe Burrow takes sacks. So they lost a game to Dallas that they probably, you know, okay.
It's like the worst possible matchup.
Worst thing you could do is give Joe Burrow Micah Parsons to look at.
Yeah.
So it's one of the reasons when the Bills play the Bengals, I'll be bullish on the Bills provided they're healthy, because the Bengals are not exactly a great team at handling a pass rush. Now, Miami got after Allen last week.
Yeah.
We saw it happen. They blitzed they blitzed him like crazy. I got to look at Burrow's numbers against the blitz. He's got Chase and Higgins healthy, and Miami's secondary, they're banged up. The safety that had a great game against the Bills, he might not play.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to believe Miami is still somewhat gassed from that game, even though they weren't dropping like flies like the Bills were. Like, for me, Joe, if ever a game speaks to the game, the physical game you played the week before is going to have a hangover,
yeah,
I feel like that's Miami tonight. And I think the Bengals, I think the Bengals win. I want to believe in that. I want to believe the Bengals win. If Miami, and by the way, Tua's not 100%. He was questionable all week.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle is questionable. They've got a ton of injuries. I think Cincinnati should be 2-1. And if they beat Miami tonight, you know, we might have a little bit of respect back on Burrow and the Bengals that I think they lost in weeks 1 and 2. But if Miami wins and goes to 4-0,
yeah, look out. I mean, the hype train's going to keep rolling if that happens.
Is it a hype train or is it an earned train? Like, those are 4 good wins for them.
Yeah. It depends how it looks for me, but for the most part, yes. I think
if I go back to opening day and say, hey, Joe, the Dolphins are going to open up with wins against the Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, and Bengals, go 4-0, you'd be blown away. You'd be impressed.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to take anything away from those 4 wins.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's why it almost feels for me like a lot is on the line tonight for even my own psyche, because I'm still, for the most part, doubting that they are, what, a Super Bowl contender? I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a very good team. But are we graduating them to the Bills and Chiefs level? Like, I'm still very much doubting that. If they beat the Bengals, yeah, like, I'm going to be a lot more open to it. Because last week still feels very fluky to me, that win against the Bills. So That, by the way, Burrow's numbers against the blitz, he was PFF's top-rated quarterback against the blitz all season. And I have numbers from the Chief playoff game last year. They were kind of going viral. The Chief playoff game, the AFC Championship game, he was blitzed 11 times. He was sacked once. He was 10 for 10 for 192 yards.
Well, there's two things here then. The only way the Dolphins get home is when they blitz. So they're going to have to blitz, right?
Yes. The alternative is you sit back and you just accept that you're not getting to him. Or we haven't gotten the quarterback yet, but while we don't love our pass rush, that O-line we think we can get through. Right. And he holds onto the ball long enough where we think this opponent we could do it with four.
He does. It might be a bad matchup for Miami. If he is, I mean, Allen's good against the blitz. Lamar's good. Most good quarterbacks are good against the blitz. And Allen was good against the blitz against Miami. There were just so many plays that eventually, you know, they beat him up and they exhausted him and the Bills made their own mistakes. I really want to pick Cincinnati tonight.
I really do. I bet Cincinnati. I got it at 4. I'm looking now. It's actually down. It's at 3.5. But yeah, still a 3.5-point favorite for Cincinnati. 803-0550 is the phone number. Not on the Bengals-Dolphins game, but let's squeeze a quick call in here before we hit a break. DJ in Lockport, you're on WGR. What's up, DJ?
Hey, thanks, guys. I know I'm kind of off topic here, but I was thinking about the Sabres with this captaincy thing. Obviously, I know the narrative about Okposo. I get it. I guess I want to tell you my two cents, separate from the idea of what everybody talks about with Okposo. I think Tuck should be the captain of this team this year. When he got here, it seemed like everything changed, whether it be on the ice, off the ice. The team had swagger. Things started to change. You kind of looked at them differently while he was out there. I like Okposo. He's been great the last couple of years. He obviously went through hell, you know, with his injury a few years back, and he's, God bless him for getting better, but he's never really changed anything for this team. He might be a good locker room guy, but there's a chance he might not be on the team next year. There's a chance. I know some people think that he might be signed for another year, but to me, I don't think so. I think they're going to go younger. And I think the idea that him being our captain for 1 year and putting anything on hold is kind of stunting the development of this team with the younger guys. I feel like you got to make Tuck the captain of this team. He's literally from the area. He loves the city. He was the guy we got for the Eichel trade. It just makes sense to bring this guy in and make him. He's got the pedigree to be the captain of this team. And I don't see Okposo doing it. He'd put an A on his sweater, let him do what he has to do in the locker room. But we want a guy like Tuck. He's big, strong, fast. The guy talks. People like him. He loves this place, and he plays well. I feel like he should be the guy with the C on his chest going forward. And I just want to hang up and listen and see what you guys think. Take care, guys.
Thanks, DJ. I think you're a year too early.
I'm good with all of it.
I'm good with all of that, but
I'm good with all of it. I guess what he's saying and what you're saying, Joe, is if they do Okposo for a year, they could just do Tuck the next year.
Right. I don't really see any downside to doing it that way, I guess.
There's the only thing I would say about it, I think DJ's exactly right. Everything checks out. Like 10-10, no notes, as they say. You know, just like you nailed it. But unless they want to keep the door open for Cousins, Darlene Power, any one of the young guys, what they could do, and I don't think that the Sabres really do it like this, right? We're not talking about, you know, a franchise quarterback where you're laying out a timeline. Are you laying out a timeline for where the captain is next year? Maybe. I'd be surprised. They could say, if we make it Okposo this year, we can see how this room operates for a full year. And then let the players pick. Some teams let the players pick. Some teams, the coaching staff picks. That'll be a part of this too, right? If they just let the players pick, then it might be Okposo. And then next year the players would pick Tuck. If the coaching staff wants to do it, they could just have Okposo be the placeholder. And next year, you know, does Thompson enter this discussion? He's got a lot of guaranteed money coming, and he's going to be an example of someone that they want players to emulate, his growth, his work ethic, what's happened in his career. So I guess it depends how organic they want to have it and if they want to make the decision as a staff or as players in the room.
Thanks for the call, DJ. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White, back after this here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.